Okay, so we're leading up to the solstice this weekend. So tonight, the frequency of Mother Earth and the planetary consciousness has shifted quite a bit. And so I'd like to do a deep original grounding to have us align with this new frequency. And we'll start out with the basic grounding, and then we'll go into a deeper state of coherence. So, as we delve deeper into coherence, the coherence is something that you keep tuning to, tuning to, tuning to, and release all that is in the way of it. And sometimes we don't know what that is. Most often we don't know what's in the way of it. And every time we try to reach for it or achieve it, we're adding to the heavy energy. And I know you know that already. And yet, we still have to remind ourselves of that because that subtle striving is so deeply ingrained in us that we can't hear that enough times. And even as I say that now, I can see that your bodies are starting to release more of that striving as we begin here. And coherence is something that you attune to. You spend more and more time experiencing it, practicing it, and then you reach a certain crescendo or high point with it where it actually starts to guide everything you think and do. The feeling of becoming out of coherence is so unpleasant that you allow the sense of coherence to guide you towards more coherence, towards staying in that place, which is usually a very deep, silent state within our being. And the motivation to maintain a quieter, more silent space within us gets stronger and stronger. So again, it's practice, and it's also aligning with the energies of Mother Earth. This is very important. The intelligence, the codes, the frequency that arises through us and ignites the Kundalini, which is our internal higher intelligence, allows this to happen without striving. Without creating it, without creating a false experience. And it becomes an experience throughout the entire body and consciousness. Watching the guides starting to gather here. So coherence is silent, but it is also a frequency. It's a stream of consciousness that brings us into harmony with the greater harmony of the cosmos and the higher intelligence. So in a way, I say it's silent, but it also has motion in it. But the motion is very, very subtle. So it's very easy to not notice how much noise is going on in our beings. It amazes me sometimes that how much noise I can have in my being and how I have to consciously bring myself back to center. And it seems like I'm enjoying myself and I'm socializing and doing fun things. But if I forget about the center, the noise just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So as we gather tonight, we all bring with us a lot of that, quote, noise or heavy energy. And I want to bring us into this experience of the new frequencies of Mother Earth. So our being will have a new reference point and more support because this energy is lighter, brighter, stronger than before. Because Earth consciousness is awakening too. Earth consciousness is shifting into a higher frequency. And so our relationship with Mother Earth is probably the most important relationship we can have right now. So, what I'd like to do is start us off with bringing your attention back to your being, gently breathing back your awareness so that almost a sense of clarity comes back to you. Like you know you're sitting in your body, your eyesight could even be a little clearer. A little more comfort coming back to yourself. And then you notice any tension that you're carrying in the arms, legs, back, neck, head, calf muscles. And you say, oh, ah, I've been carrying that, and I don't really need to carry that any longer. So you don't go into a shame cycle or self-negative talk. You just realize you don't need to carry that tension any longer. And so you relax a little more. And the breathing gets deeper. Maybe your body aligns a little better. Maybe you need to shift how you're sitting. And you become aware of your seat on the chair and your feet on the ground. And I hope everyone is seated like that. So simple awareness. As I sit here, and even though I prepared, and it's almost like you can't go through this beginning process enough over and over again. So I notice a little tension in my biceps, a little more holding in my thighs. A little more tension in my jaw. And then I remind myself I don't have to carry this. Even if there are situations that are stressful, or even if there's pain, there can be a relaxation or awareness behind all of that. So at first, we need to relax. And we relax our consciousness when we relax our body. So our consciousness has a chance to expand. And notice even more about ourselves. So maybe some uncomfortable insights come up or awarenesses come up, or maybe a beautiful release happens. Breath can deepen. A little more peace settles in. A little more brightness surrounds you. A little more brightness. That brightness allows you to become more aware within, to notice what's not bright. Maybe the brightness is around you, but you don't feel it inside the body. So imagine that the fascia connects to the brightness around you and communicates the brightness to the interior of your body. So it kind of looks like static electricity, like a webbing that can sense around the body and sense within the body. The fascia has the ability to transmit the subtle energy into the nervous system, into the cellular structures, into the bones and tissues, so that the body becomes more porous, less defined, more expansive, and the interior and exterior seem to blend together. And you can sense a more of a letting down, a letting go. More softening and opening. And we're going gently and slowly here. Like last week, we went through the different portals and we were able to sense the space between the portals and where we had to go through another cleansing. That was a very subtle state to be able to notice that, become aware of that. And tonight, going through this simple process, you're doing it with much more awareness and spaciousness than ever before. So now just sense the flow of the subtleness between the exterior of the body and the interior of the body. And the fascia is like a nervous system network that extends outside the body, like antenna, and communicates back and forth between the outside of the body and the inside of the body. So the breath, the fascia, the consciousness begin to flow in harmony, in a rhythm. And allow that nervous system that extends from the fascia to extend out even farther around your body, a foot or two, even more if you like. Invite any tightness in the abdomen and pelvis to soften and release. Maybe feeling the fascial nervous system extending and flowing more openly there. There. And it's not uncommon that residual worry, fear, anxiety would start outgassing here. Like it's just been sitting in your consciousness and it finally is having an opening in order to release. I'm just going to let that deepen. And sense your seat on the chair. And the softening of the tailbone and the lower back. The nature spirits are starting to gather with us, so we'll greet the nature spirits. So as we soften, open, and become more subtle, the subtle world meets with us. And we start resonating together. And we become aware of each other and form relationships out of resonance. And since the nature spirits, Mother Earth, and the elements are more in tune and in more coherence in their essence, that's why we form our relationships with them. And that's why we greet Mother Earth to come in resonance with her beautiful intelligence, which is not as obscured as ours. And we greet the spirit of the land where you are right now, acknowledging that the spirit of the land has been holding you, serving you, loving you without much recognition. We're not pushing through the density. We're allowing the density to dissolve. There's a big difference. And it does take patience. And it does take time. And actually sitting up relatively straight, not with a forced straight back, but straight up is important. Not leaning back, not laying down. Standing up would be okay. We bring our awareness to the tailbone. Again, inviting it to soften and find its rhythm. The tailbone can curl and uncurl, like you've heard me say, like a seahorse's tail. got a pulse and a rhythm to it. And it's pulsing the cerebrospinal fluid through our being, through our body. And it's also pulsing consciousness. You can notice that it gets quieter within you when you can tune into this rhythm, pulse and tone of that root chakra at the tailbone. Let the silence spread through your being. So there's still a lot of noise in our being. We are approaching some more silence, but there still is a tremendous amount of noise. And we're going very slowly here on purpose. We're allowing the more subtle flows to draw us inward, draw us towards silence, draw us towards expanded awareness. And the slower you can go, the better. Now, I know that you don't necessarily have that much time every single day, but if you can do a very slow, slow grounding, couple times a week, that would be really helpful. But I'm hoping tonight that you get a reference point for just how much noise we carry in our being, and we're not aware of it. Feel your thighs spreading out on the chair. More of that striving and straining, releasing. Now, what we're used to, what we've been trained, is that when we release, we just become a blob. Just release into a blobby, vacant being. In grounding, we're releasing into a greater consciousness that starts to circulate in our being. So we actually don't turn into a blob with no muscle tension, just flopped out. But as we release, we are opening spaces. Releasing tension opens up space for vitality and energy to flow through your being. So we have been taught that relaxation can lead to just falling asleep or just the experience of total release of tension, and that would be the end of it. But that's not what this is. This is releasing and relaxing to open up to this revitalizing energy that wants to flow through us, that wants to be released to restore us. It gets pent up. And there's a lot of energy extended resisting the natural vitality that wants to flow through us. And maybe you can feel some of that now. It's subtle. And then we come down to the calf muscles, our favorite lovely calf muscles. And invite them to release and soften. And feel the fascia, nervous system, breathing outside the body, connecting with the light around you, forming channels in and out the body so that the body becomes less solid, less distinction between the outside of the body and inside of the body. And what we really want is more of this light coming into the interior of the body, into the cells, into the organs, waking up the vitality that is stored actually in your physicality. Good. It's okay to feel vital and strong. So we're still in the process of dissolving the heaviness and the noise. We're not trying to get anywhere fast. What we're doing is preparing the space to be able to connect with this newer frequency from Mother Earth and be able to resonate with it. So we're going through a very big tuning process. Here we go. Now that we've released the calf muscles a little more, let's sense the root chakra again. You may be able to sense that more deeply. And again, we're inviting our cells, our nervous system, our fascia, our consciousness to release any heaviness we're carrying from any situation in life. All those little situations that we carry. Can let the energies begin to dissolve them. And sometimes it's that initial resistance that stops us. And that's why we need patience, because the energy sometimes needs to work on the density, and it needs time and space to be able to do that. So it's important to be able to hold a patient space until the energies can. It's like the old Drano commercial where the Drano works on that heavy blockage and then all of a sudden it dissolves and the water flows through it. So being patient is really important now. And now we want to come down to the soles of the feet, to the centers on the soles of the feet that are underneath the arch. And becoming aware of them. Our awareness settles into the feet and into that center on each foot. So it's a sense of dropping down and having a different focus point for your awareness. There we go. Note the difference. How do you feel when more of your awareness is focused in your feet or your head as thoughts? One is awareness and sensation, and one is thinking. And it's amazing what thinking produces on the energetic level. A lot of thinking, a lot of unclear thinking, a lot of heavy thinking. It produces like a seal skin. It's like a rubbery, coating, like wearing a wetsuit or something, that restricts, constricts, limits how we think and feel and how the body circulates vital energy. So there is a consequence to unbridled thinking and staying in our heads all the time. And the consequence is it leads you away from where your heart and soul want to lead you. It covers up with that thick, rubbery skin that which you want to open, expose, and experience. There. Maybe you can feel the energy at the root chakra some more, and maybe feel the energy connecting through your feet, connecting to the heart of the mother. And in a lot of the recordings that you hear about grounding, they talk about pulling up the energy from the earth. And that is exactly what we don't want to do. We're not pulling anything. We're opening up to a natural flow that wants to circulate through us, that wants to raise our consciousness and raise our vitality and heal us. So, if you ever hear a recording that invites you to pull the energy up from Mother Earth, that is just not how it works. So, you might be able to feel the energy from your feet connecting more deeply, flowing in longer streams. And let it stream as far as it wants to go. It's not necessarily the center of the earth, it's the center of the consciousness of Mother Earth. Let your being become immersed in this connection through your feet. And there's a greater number of light beings gathering with us as we purify and start resonating at a higher frequency, brighter frequency. And we start being in the company beings of greater consciousness. And invite your heart to Activate, open more just by allowing the energy to rise up to the heart. Letting the energy flow through your hands and fingers. At the same time, it's flowing through your feet and toes. As this energy circulates with us and these relationships develop, more cleansing can occur. Old stuff again that was packed away in various corners of the field and your body can start releasing. You might have brief awarenesses of them. Past life memories can come up. Memories of being a galactic being can come through. So real cleaning out of any densities that have been held. And then we come to a point where these illuminated beings take us in their arms and start generating a deeper clearing and a deeper blessing, one that we cannot do for ourselves. Only the higher consciousness can do it. So we come under the grace of the illuminated beings as if this whole time we've been preparing to be blessed, to be graced by a higher force than we can generate with the mind. And at any point, we can greet the spirit of the water, the fire, the air, the ether, because all these intelligences are with us in ceremony now. And this is really when the ceremony begins, is when it's turned over to the greater wise ones, greater illuminated ones. If there's pressure in your head, go back down to your feet. Like I can feel all this lumpy, clumpy energy coming into circulation as it's clearing. We really do need to get used to the fact that we carry a lot of heavy energy. And that's how life is. And just acknowledging it and knowing that this process that we go through that we call grounding is so beneficial. And so healing as it releases and heals and cures these densities that build up that become our mental, emotional pain and our physical pain. And as these start to clear, that's when the central axis starts to become visible. That's when the toroidal field, the central axis, and the flow of life starts to flow with. Without inhibition. To me, I always I kind of see it like a shower head that has some clogs in the little holes, and then they start unclogging, and more streams of water come out of it. But you have to be willing to accept that you start out with a lot of heavy energy and noise. You just can't escape it in today's world. And you can't let yourself go into a shame spiral or some kind of negative place. That's why I'm saying it's important to accept it so that you can initiate a grounding that helps clear it. And as the field flows and the axis opens and the energy from Mother Earth is circulating, and we're releasing a lot of heavy energy into the earth, and the crown chakra starts to naturally open, all the chakras start to come online, and they're guided by the same energy, by Mother Earth's energy. They're brought into synchrony with the energy that she bathes us with. And then that central axis begins to flow and glow. The toroidal field goes into motion and the opening occurs so that the natural downward flow, the attraction of the light into the flow occurs. And we actually get to a place where there is no up and down. And that's when there's more harmony in the system where you don't notice up, down, around, but a smooth, gentle, and powerful flow to your being. So I would say this is the beginning of approaching coherence. Let's sit in this for a few minutes. A little too much pressure on the crown chakra, so go back down to your feet. Those cranial bones have to be able to shift to adjust to the energies. And that goes through the neck and the spine. Sense the fascia again as that subtle nervous system that extends outside the body. Drawing in energy from the field, drawing in light circulating. There you go. Now we're going to pose a question here. Not with the mind. I'll pose it for us along with the energy that goes with it. But we're posing the question while we're in a deeper state, so a deeper realization can surface and you can see it. And maybe it'll happen now, or maybe it'll happen later. But we're asking the question, where in my life do I need to take my power back? We're just going to let that question sit. We're receiving help and guidance from the illuminated intelligence. Don't try to think about the answer. If something pops in, take note. If you have a body sensation with that question, feel that, take note. You have an energy sensation, take note. And know that some type of awareness around this question will come to you. Or a situation will come up that will beg the question to reveal itself. And taking back power is not an aggressive act. It's a centering experience. It's a clarity experience. It's something you need to know that we're currently blinded from. So we wouldn't even be asking the question if we knew where we needed to take power back. We're asking a question from a place of not knowing and inviting in a new knowing. Okay, now let's feel the energy in our feet again. So now the new energy is starting to fill us and surround us. We had to clear a lot of the old energy out in order for this to come to our awareness. We're just bathing in it. And this energy is going to be coming through in the solstice experience. So this new energy is going to be more and more available. And it's going to stimulate more clearing. So we have a beautiful flow of the new energy circulating now. And it's an adjustment. We want to sink back into the old energy, and yet the newer, lighter energy feels much better. And so, again, it's a practice and a adjustment to a new way of being. It makes our whole culture, the psychology of our culture, look very dense and outdated. The new energy is very light, freeing. Not as dense, more active. Active while still being silent. Brighter, lighter. It has very little resistance in it. So, one thing I want you to highlight tonight was the teaching about the fascia and how it's a nervous system in the body that extends outside the body and into. Inside the body. And it's like an extended nervous system that creates a less dense body, creates less density between the exterior field and the interior of the body. And that's where we're moving to create more coherence. We have to be able to shift out of the very, very dense field and awareness of the physical and be able to have an awareness of the subtle and the subtleness of the physical all at the same time. So the fascia serves as this subtle interface that's even more subtle than the nervous system. With the enlivened energies, the living energies that surround us. And so you're breathing as if it's even more delicate than breathing, as if every pore of your skin was breathing. It's even more subtle than that. So, as we come to completion on this, I want you to feel your feet again. And note how, as soon as you get into your head, you start carrying heavy energy. This, it just becomes heavy automatically. We think of of thoughts as our own, but it's really a field of thoughts and feelings. And it's a very heavy field that's part of the astral field. And it builds up. And if we didn't have these beautiful illuminated beings helping us with clearing some of this astral stuff, we would really be in big trouble. So feel your feet, give gratitude and thanks to Mother Earth, the spirit of the land, the nature spirits, spirit of the water, spirit of the fire, spirit of the air, the spirit of the ether. and the sacred directions, the sacred architecture of our being is much more energetic than physical. We're truly more energetic than we are dense physical. So thank you.